Safe House by Chris Ewan. Narrated by Simon Vance. It was typical. Just when I wanted it to, the blackness wouldn't come. I was groggy, but awake, and scared half out of my mind. Lena. My friend, I'd called her. But was she even that? She was more than a customer, I supposed. Someone I'd liked? Without question. But how long had I really known her? An hour? Two? Long enough to know there was an attraction, at least. And what did that make it when I'd taken her out on my bike? A first date? She'd seemed so animated when we'd ridden along the dirt track that led away from the cottage, so alive, slapping me on the back, and giggling as I accelerated beneath the rain-drenched trees, as if it was more than a trip for her, like it was an escape, maybe. The door to my hospital room swung open and a lanky doctor hurried inside, the tails of his white coat flapping behind him. Dr. Gaskell was struggling to keep up, looking paler and more lost than ever.
"Mr. Hale, I'm Dr. Stanley."
He clicked on a penlight and pointed the beam into my eyes. It seemed a popular thing to do. I tried to snatch my head away, but he had a firm grip of my eyelid with his thumb. He didn't let go until he'd exhaled stale coffee across my face.
"You've suffered a traumatic brain injury."
He straightened and scratched at the stubble on his jaw.
"Blunt trauma to the frontal lobe."
I pulled my mask free.
"So I've been told." "You can expect any number of side effects. Headaches, dizziness, nausea. We've been through this already. And confused thinking, Mr. Hale. Cognitive disruption."
He stared at me, as if his words should penetrate in a particular way, as if there was a secret message lurking behind them.
"I get it," I said. "There are consequences. But what about Lena? She's not dead, is she?"
Somehow I managed to get the question out. I could feel more than just the soreness in the back of my throat.
"This Lena, you say she was on the motorbike with you? That she was involved in the accident?" "She was in the first ambulance. But it's okay. I know her injuries were more serious. The paramedic told me."
Dr. Stanley let go of a long breath. His shoulders sagged.
"But that's exactly my point, Mr. Hale. The fact is, there was no other ambulance. You were the only one found at the scene of the crash."